Well, you might want to lay back and relax as I tell you about the final story this week, which is actually all about the subject of sleep, because despite decades of research, we don't really understand what this process is that we spend maybe a third of your life doing, and that's sleeping. Why do we need to go to sleep? Well, there's a paper in Science this week by Maiken Nedergaard, who's a researcher at the University of Rochester, and she and her colleagues think that they've stumbled on one of the important processes that goes on when we go to sleep, and that is that the brain uses this as an opportunity to flush out a whole load of rubbish and metabolic waste that accumulates during the day. It's rather like sending the cleaners around the office at night to go and empty the waste paper bins. What they did was to study mice. They injected dyes into the cerebrospinal fluid, which is the fluid that bathes the brain in these mice, and they looked at how quickly it penetrated in around the cells in the brain. And when the mice were awake, the dye made it in amongst the cells only really very slowly. But when the animals went to sleep, either naturally or when they were put to sleep with a small dose of an anaesthetic agent, the dye raced in amongst the brain cells and filled the brain up very, very fast. And they said, well, this looks like some mechanism when we go to sleep is opening up the spaces around the brain cells and encouraging cerebrospinal fluid to circulate. So is it there to wash things out? So then they started looking at the kinds of molecules that are really made by the active brain and need to be washed away, including the chemical beta amyloid, which is a protein that can cause Alzheimer's disease. And by comparing again animals that were awake and animals that were asleep and taking samples of the fluid from around the brain cells, they found that this beta amyloid gets washed away twice as quickly when you go to sleep compared with when you are awake. And they think that the signal in the brain that triggers this opening up is down to the nerve transmitter chemical noradrenaline, because they did some experiments showing that various drugs, including drugs that simulate the effects of noradrenaline, would trigger this effect to happen. And noradrenaline is used to trigger wakefulness or sleepiness in the brain. And so it sort of fits together. And so they suggest that this is, as they put it in their words, the restorative function of sleep could be due to the switching of the brain into a functional state that facilitates the clearance of degradation products of neural activity that accumulate during wakefulness. Or to put it another way, the brain having a damn good clear out when we go to sleep.
Thanks, Chris. And I'm sure that you won't send any of us to sleep by listening to the podcast. As always, you can find out more information, including references for all the papers that we've talked about, on our website. That's thenakedscientist.com/news.
Let's move on to our main topic this week, which is that